joining me in the studio are Laura and Mark from the Refract Theatre Company. Very good morning to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for coming along. So can you start off by explaining a bit what the company is?
So the company was set up as part of a third year module on the drama course here at Lincoln.
Yeah.
We got put into a class and then got told to divide, basically, and then make ourselves into a theatre company. And here we are today, basically.
And so what exactly was the process of setting it up? Did you encounter any challenges or that kind of thing?
So as a group, we kind of had to come up with what we wanted our piece to be about. We had to come up with a name for the piece
within about 2 weeks.
like we do all our own marketing and devising the piece and everything, so there's been a lot of challenges,
a lot of new roles as well. A lot of people haven't done the roles that they've been given before. So we've got director, stage manager, producer, props manager, lighting, sound, all of these new things that people have got to tackle, as well as ensuring that they get a good grade and as well as putting on a good show. So
has it inspired you to go on and make your own company, or do you ever do something different?
Well, actually, I'm not staying with this company because we all have to go our separate ways. But from another module, we actually might be setting up a theatre company, and this has helped a lot. So it helps us for the future and things as well, which is ideal.
And so you said you're living your separate ways. Does that make Refract a kind of short-term company? Will it be picked up by new students next year? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's our company, so it won't be taken on by anybody else. But we plan things with keeping in mind that we're going to do it in the future, we plan for the future as well. So we're not just sticking to this one show. So if we did want to reform in a couple of years and things like that, then it's ready for us to do, basically.
And so you're the director of your first show, which is coming up this Sunday. Can you tell us a bit more about that? What's it about?
The show's called When You See It. It's a collaborative piece, so I call myself director, but really everyone deserves thanks for what they've done. It's a multimedia piece about famous images, and all of these images are recreated on stage somehow, whether it's through sound projection, video images, actually recreating them, and it's linked together by a love story of Billy and Dolly. So it's bringing out their personal within famous images.
What kind of famous images could we see on stage?
So we have the atomic bomb we're recreating at one point.
9/11 falling man image. We've got a piece about the Sydney siege, and it's kind of a what if scenario. So these two characters, Billy and Dolly, they represent a universal love story. So the famous images aren't linked in any way, they're just linked by this notion that there are people and bringing out the human within these world famous images.
And was that entirely your idea, or was it part of the brief of your assignment, or
no, it's all of our own ideas.
And in the brief, you said, I saw that you also going to be exploring selfies, and that kind of ticked the memory that it was the word of 2013, according to the Oxford Dictionary. So what is it that makes it such a big thing these days, do you think?
Well, I think selfies have just become a massive thing, and what we talk about in it and kind of present is that people take selfies at any time in the day. And ever since Ellen did the massive Oscar selfie, they've kind of gone a bit crazy since then, and people are I'm at work, I'm eating my food, and just send you selfies of pointless things, and we've kind of taken the funny side of that, and that's what we'll be representing.
I think part of that came out when we were sharing funny stories about funny selfies that we've seen on social media, and there was one about a boy had taken a selfie just before his grandma's funeral, and it's when do you draw the line when you can take a selfie, basically.
It seems to call the story of the little boy taking a selfie with the Queen, or do you think they're just a phase? Are we just gonna get bored with them, or are they now the next kind of thing?
I don't know. Snapchat seems to be keeping it going, doesn't it?
So I thought they were just gonna be a phase, but I think they're just getting bigger and bigger, because literally most people take at least one selfie a day, and it's worrying, but it's hilarious. I'm not sure.
And so you guys are doing drama as part of your course, and I'm going off a bit of a tangent here, but I did an interview with a man about cricket a few weeks ago, and he said the problem with young people and cricket and taking part is that there's so many more things to do. Do you find that that's the case with drama? Is it not as engaging as it used to be, especially with young people, or is there still a demand for it?
I think there's a huge demand for it. I think there's drama and theatre, there's obviously film and everything, but it's so diverse now that I think it is still going. I think there's aspects of it that are kind of falling a bit, like dance and musical theatre. But on a whole, I think it's still quite
strong. I think drama's branching out to outside of the theatre a lot more nowadays with things like site specific. That's another module we've been doing, taking it outside because it's cheaper as well for companies to do that. They're making theatre everywhere really and out of everything that they can.
What encouraged you two to first get involved with drama? Have you been doing it before university or was it something you picked up? Or
Mine was well before university.
Was before university as well. I think it was the one thing that I actually just loved and kind of excelled at compared to maths and chemistry.
It was a drama teacher for me that dragged me in to a drama club and then said, you will do this, and then I did. I stuck it ever since.
Have you found this kind of reflected upon any of your other skills at university, like being able to do drama? And I imagine it increases confidence to some respect.
Massively.
And I think because as a course, like one of our first lessons together was we had to roll on top of each other and like
so feel each other breathing,
like, and like our courses are really close, so I think that you always have friends and that's kind of helped us branch out to other people,
I think that's one thing that other people from other courses have commented on as well, about the fact that all drama students seem to know each other. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're sat in a lecture in a seminar and you maybe speak to two or three people who sit next to you every week, but in drama you've got to interact, otherwise you physically can't do the course.
I'm also a third year student here at the university and I'm kind of looking towards what's next now. Do you guys have any plans for the near future? What are you going to do after university, or is it just...
I'm going into primary school teaching, so I'm going to do that for a couple of years and then hopefully return back to my theatrical roots.
I'm taking a year out of anything because I'm in a show, and then I'm probably going to go study musical theatre somewhere.
And so how do you encourage others to get involved with drama? What will they learn? How will they enjoy it? That kind of thing.
I just think get involved with youth groups. I think that's the best way forward for anybody. Even if the like drama and theatre is not something you want to pursue, I just think as a person it helps round you off so well. Just get involved with local, you know, it doesn't have to be some fancy school in London, just like £2 for a lesson, just go along to...
Yeah, and it does massively improve your confidence and you make friends because everyone wants to be there, which is different to school sometimes.
Yes. But even get involved with school productions, things like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so just finally, can you give us the full details of the play this weekend, or where it is, how much it costs, that kind of thing?
Yep, so it's When You See It by Refractor Theatre Company at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre here on campus. Yep. Starts at 7:30 and it's £5 for a ticket.
Yeah, on Sunday.
On Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining us, Laura and Mark. I hope you have a very good weekend and best of luck with your play.
Thank you.
And the future as well, actually.
Thank you.